You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Mind out, Reese! Oh, shift your ass, Reese!
Oh, I'm shifting!
Oh. Right, get going.
I know! How long have we got?
That long.
Nearly had us in a ditch.
Oh, now we're here. Wonderful driving.
Always was good at avoiding explosions. Aced it in my test.
Oh, yeah.
You better call someone. Police or fire service.
Babysitter. Oh, no signal.
That awkward conversation's put off for a few minutes, then.
Yeah. Hello there. Gwen Cooper here from Torchwood.
Oh, God, not you again.
Yeah, lovely to speak to you too. So, good news, bad news. The good news is yet another potential threat against mankind is over. I know.
Derek, I got that bloody woman from Torchwood on the line again. Can you check her mother's still there?
What's that? Oh, I can quite hear you. What? Oh, yeah, the bad news. Well, it's not that bad, really. Just a small...
Not small.
A medium-sized explosion. You know that horrible old holiday camp just south of Llanelli you didn't know what to do with? Fun World or Happy Land or something stupid like that? Oh, I forget now. Yes. With the dry rot.
And graffiti cocks.
Yes, the one with all the cocks. Yes, that's right. Well... oh, look, you laugh at this.
But they don't.
But it might be a little bit on fire. Well, precisely, these things happen, don't they? Bye-bye. Do you want to call this time?
No, I do not.
Oh, it's your turn.
It's never my turn. I told you, I've nothing to do with all that.
I'll save the world, Gwen, as long as there's more paperwork.
Paperwork I can handle. I'm fine. With paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
It's people screaming down the phone I can't be doing with. You know we'll only end up telling them where to go. You're better at it. You can do charming.
Oh, you're charming. You charm me. You charm me all the time.
No, I don't. I just nod when I'm supposed to. There's a world difference. Not mentioning how raw your wife's home-cooked lasagna is. I can do. Apologising to the Home Office because you've left a dead squid thing in the middle of St. Mary's.
You said you loved my lasagna.
It was like someone threw tomatoes at some playing cards.
Unbelievable, it took me an hour to do that.
I know! Which is why I didn't mention anything.
Oh, fine, I won't bother again.
Thank God.
Bastard.
Oh, I hope the fire doesn't spread.
It'll be fine. There's nothing close enough to catch.
Should we wait until someone comes to deal with it? You know, like, it feels wrong just legging it.
Well, Rhiannon's got to go by 9. We're cutting it fine as it is.
9?
Yeah.
What sort of babysitter clocks off at 9?
The sort who has a theatre studies A-level first thing.
Theatre studies?
Reese. You loved drama.
No, I reckon it'll be all right.
Yeah.
The fire, I mean. Burn itself out a bit.
Still no signal.
You wouldn't be pleased about this.
Who?
County council or whatever.
Oh, are you kidding me? They'd be laughing. They've wanted that site cleared for years. If anything, we've saved them a few quid.
Locking down isn't the same as blowing up, Gwen.
Not as much fun, though. Huh?
Fun.
Oh, don't start now. Come on, I'm knackered and I'm aching. I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, but what about all the fun we just had?
Oh, here we go.
Because it's a right laugh, isn't it, eh? All this.
Broken record.
Those poor buggers back there being jerked around like puppets. That thing.
Geordie, it called itself a Geordie.
Look, whatever it was, the alien bloody psycho monster. I don't know its name.
A Geordie! Are you deaf?
It wanted to kill us.
But it didn't. Kill us, that is. I mean, we beat it.
Yeah, and so that makes it all fine, does it?
It was just a joke, Reese. Don't make a thing out of it.
It's not, though, is it?
Not what?
A joke. You love doing this. It is fun to you.
Fun is the wrong word. It's a good thing we do. You know that. And I'm not going to apologise for
it. I'm not saying you should. That thing had killed people. Too many people. And it would have killed more. And we needed to stop it. And we did. I just sometimes, you know, I wish...
What?
I wish you didn't enjoy it so much.
I wouldn't say enjoy.
Well, I would. You come alive when you're doing this. You're on fire.
Well, adrenaline, that's normal enough. Fight or flight.
It's more than that. If this all ended tomorrow, no more threats, no more weirdness.
Not likely.
That's not the point. I'm just saying, if If we wake up tomorrow morning and that's that, it's all done, we're not needed anymore, you're not needed, you'd hate it.
But it wouldn't happen, would it? Huh? Singing monsters in the bay, flying things taking bites out of aeroplanes, alien viruses turning people into God knows what, haunted nightclubs with coniferous dance floors, and that's just this month. This stuff is... it's just everywhere.
You'd avoid it at the point when I'm saying you need it. You thrive on it.
Maybe.
And it just scares me sometimes.
Well, it shouldn't. I know what I'm doing. I'm careful.
But one day that might not be enough.
We always get out of libraries. Always. Do you want a joke? Why did the spaceship fall out of the sky?
I don't know.
Because it was shit. I knew you'd like that. I knew you would. I knew that would make you smile.
Very good.
Are you sure this is the right way? I don't recognise this bit.
It's all just trees. What's to recognise? Mm-hmm. This is the way we came in.
Maybe because it's getting dark. I don't know. Things look different. Still no signal. Couldn't we get a signal before?
I don't know. I wasn't checking.
We could. Of course we could. I rang Rhiannon before we arrived at the camp. Told her Anwen's dinner was in the fridge. She was working fine then.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, signal's patchy out here. It's...
I'm sure we turned onto this road before now.
We can't have done. I mean, I haven't missed a turn, you know. The bloody sat-nav's not working either.
Well, if I could get a signal, I could look at a map.
If you could get a signal, the sat-nav would be working and you wouldn't need one.
Oh. Didn't we used to have a map in here?
Yeah, somewhere in here. But I haven't missed a turn in it.
No,
there haven't been any.
I'm not saying you have, love. I just want to take a look. Yeah. Here we go. Oh, I love a map. Please.
Can you find the camp?
Give me a minute, love. I can't see.
You shouldn't have the light on when I'm driving.
You can manage for a second, Reese.
There's a turning coming up. That's the one.
I haven't found it yet.
I'm telling you, it's the right turning.
Fine.
Light.
Sorry.
Yeah, there should be another turning coming up. Here we go.
You don't need to indicate. There's nobody else here.
Safety first, love.
Safety first. What? I was just struck me as funny considering what we're doing out here, that's all.
Control what you can and make the best of everything else. I can't do anything about all the running around and all the aliens and the bloody great big rift in time and space, but at least I know my highway code.
And I love you all the more for it.
Is the turning coming up?
Mm.
I can't remember. Can you see the signpost?
I think it's straight on.
What does the signpost say?
It's too dark, I can't see it yet. Llanelli.
You probably want that then.
I don't remember turning here.
It's got to be there, wasn't it?
I don't remember this road at all, actually.
As long as we follow signs to Llanelli, we'll be fine.
Hate you.
What?
Didn't say anything.
You did?
What?
Just then you said hate you.
I swear, I didn't say a word.
Oh, so I'm hearing things now, am I?
What?
Or maybe you were thinking it and didn't realise you said it.
Hey, I am fully capable of knowing whether I'm speaking or not.
Well, you said it, love. I wouldn't imagine it, would I?
Oh, you must have done, because I didn't say anything.
I heard you clearly, Gwen.
Hey, why would I say I hate you?
No idea. That's why I was asking.
Oh, this is bloody daft, this is.
Is it because you're in the mood with me? Because of what I said, you know? About you getting off on all this.
Oh, look, I didn't say anything, Rhys, okay? I don't want to argue, all right?
Right.
Good, good.
I only said it because I care, you
Fine,
know?
Fine, stop it. Oh, you're determined. You're bloody determined, aren't you, to have a bloody argument?
No. I'm determined to talk about it. It's you that wants
we
to...
We do what we do. We're good at it. It's important. And whatever you say, you'd miss it if it was gone too. You'd be bored out of your bloody mind.
I wouldn't be bored.
Yes,
I'm married with a kid. How could I be bored?
All right, okay, so you're saying I would be bored, is it? Because what you're saying is that I love my job more than I love you and Anwen. Is that what you're saying?
Of course, the bloody hell, love, as if I'd say a thing like that. I know you love us, I know that. But we're not enough, are we?
Oh.
If that's all you had, just a normal life...
So you want me to just be at home, being the perfect wife and mummy, is that what you're saying?
You're twisting my words
now. I can do more than one thing, you know. I can be a wife and a mother and have a job.
Pack it in, right? You know that's not what I mean. So don't use that to get back at me.
What's that?
Something must be loose in the boot.
Pull over then.
Why? It's probably just a can of de-icing or something.
Or it could be one of the neutron grenades. One pothole or speed bump, and they'd be picking bits of us out of trees for a fortnight.
Right.
Thank you. Someone forgot to indicate.
Never gonna win. Come on. Bloody starving. Oh, it took you long enough. What was it? What was it? The thing in the boot?
De-icer, like you said.
You sure?
Yes, of course I'm sure.
Fine.
Oh, it's freezing in here.
Back the heater on.
Aren't you cold?
No. Rock hard, don't I?
Oh, you often get like that after we've blown something up.
Filth. Hey. The Grinches.
Grolches. You've been reading Dr. Seuss to Anwen.
Whatever. Pair of us running around the city trying to find their eggs.
Green eggs, no ham.
Knowing we only had an hour before they hatched.
Exciting.
Ticking clock, hearts pounding, everything gets sharp. Every noise, every curl like you're on drugs.
Better, much better.
And we did it, eh? We found them.
And transported them to their ship.
Seconds to spare.
Always seconds to spare.
I was wired for hours. Stayed awake all night.
You kept me awake as well.
Yeah. I couldn't help it. I was just so...
No, weren't you just?
Yeah, but then the next day I crashed.
Tiredness catches up.
It wasn't just that. Now I'm sucking Anwen in and I realised that if things had gone differently, I wouldn't have been able to do that. Takes the edge of your excitement at all of that.
But they didn't go differently, Reese.
No, but they could have. So easily.
And if things had gone wrong, really wrong, there wouldn't have been anybody to tuck in. So don't forget that.
We should have seen another turn off by now.
Let's have a look. Still no signal. Hey, hang on, look, there's a light up ahead.
Ah, about time. That'll be Llanelli.
Oh, come on. How is that possible, eh?
Not Llanelli.
It's the bloody camp. We've doubled back on ourselves, Rhys.
It's still burning well.
I thought the last turning was signposted Llanelli.
It was.
So some silly sods be messing with the signs, have they?
Aye. Bored teenagers, probably. Only thing to do for fun round here is cow tipping and magic mushrooms.
Awesome.
Or maybe they're diverting traffic on a different way. I don't know. Either way, it's a pain in the ass.
Well, it's a complete waste of time, isn't it?
There's nothing we can do about it, love. Just keep going and not take the turning this time. It was probably straight on.
Yes.
You said it didn't seem right.
Yes, I did, but nobody ever listens to me.
Oh, yeah? Right. Oh, what are we going to watch on telly? How about QI? Oh, I don't know. I don't want to watch QI. I've seen this one loads. So we end up watching Bake Off every bloody time.
Well, you told me you liked Bake Off.
I said I don't mind watching it. I didn't say I liked it.
Well, I'm sure Paul Hollywood would be crying in his bloody brioche.
What?
Right, I'll check the map again. No, it's not good. It's not good, love. I can't even find the camp. I'm not sure it's on here.
Let me have a look.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. Yes, maybe. So we started here and then took this road, which shouldn't have brought us back here.
About it.
I'm not sure all the roads are even on this thing. It's so hard to tell all these bloody lines. It makes no sense.
Okay, calm down.
Oh, it's so hard to see. It's a mess.
Hey,
look at it.
Reese.
What does any of it even bloody mean?
Reese, calm down, please.
You shouldn't be out here anyway. It's stupid. It's a stupid waste of time. It's a waste of life. It's a waste of everything.
Hey, what are you doing? Reese, not
tear it up. Tear it up. All the roads, all the trees, all of it. Hey. Tear the whole stupid world.
Reese! Reese, wait! Reese!
You warm enough?
Boiling.
Don't know where we had it on. Did you turn it on?
Maybe you ain't. Well, I suppose I must have.
Hang on. Wasn't it my turn to drive?
Oh yeah, actually, I thought you... You said you were tired, remember? About night.
Oh yeah. Of course I did. Well, as long as you're sure it's okay.
Fine. Well, it will be when we figure out where we are. Still no phone signal.
Hang on. No, nothing. The state of this car. I'll give it a tidy tomorrow.
Oh, the excitement never ends at Torchwood.
After a day like today, I'll happily have a bit of a dull day. Bucket and sponge, hoover the mats, bliss.
Oh, you'd be bored by lunchtime.
Hope so. We really should have had another turn in by now.
But I haven't missed one.
We should get a map in here. Ooh. Sweet.
Nah, I'm saving myself for the takeaway you buy me when we get home.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I got the last one.
Chinese or Indian?
Indian. I'm Dan Sack. Garlic naans, peel of rice, bosh. That'll sort me right out. That's if we ever do get home.
Don't say that.
Well, I'm sure we should have hit the main road by now.
Yeah. Oh, we've definitely taken a wrong turn somewhere. Not surprising, though, is it? Look at it out there.
Trees and sod on us. Everything looks the same in the dark. Hang on, look. Hang on, is that a signpost?
Where?
Up ahead of you, Div. What do you think?
Well, I can't see a thing out there. You should put the lights on full beam.
They are, love.
Well, there must be something wrong with them because it's pitch black out there.
Well, it's definitely a sign. Hang on. Llanelli, brilliant. Look, if we can get to Llanelli, we can get to the motorway.
You sure this is the way?
It said Llanelli, Reese. Why would it say Llanelli if it wasn't the way to Llanelli?
I seriously can't see a thing. It's like it's getting darker all the time.
Oh, really?
What? Are you telling me you can see what's out there? What are you doing now?
Reese, love, look at me.
Well, turn the light on at least.
I already have. What can you see?
Nothing. I can't see anything. What's happening to me?
I don't know. Your eyes look fine.
Well, they're not working.
Yeah, I know. Just trying to stay calm.
Calm? I'm going bloody blind.
Yeah, sorry, probably not helpful. I just, we'll get you to hospital.
There's a chance it'll be a fine thing. We don't know where we are.
The sign said Llanelli. It can't be far. They'll have a hospital. There'll be a doctor or something. We'll get you checked over. It's probably just, well, I don't know what.
Oh, Jesus.
It's going to be all right, Reese. Okay, I promise.
You can't promise, can you? That's the thing with you. Well, you always think everything's going to be all right.
No, Reese, I don't. I've buried far too many people to think that.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Forget it. But this, whatever it is, we'll fix it, okay?
Oh, Christ. I bet I caught something off that. Whatever it was.
Oh dear.
You never think of that, do you? No, fighting all these aliens, getting blasted by weird technology. I've probably got space cancers.
Sp-
Well, I don't know, do I? It's another world, isn't it? Literally, in most cases. They could have viruses, their weapons could cause long-term damage we don't know about. This might not even be from today. I could have been brewing this up for weeks, years. I could have caught this the first time I even met an alien. My whole brain is probably rotting away inside my head. I'm just panicking now, aren't I?
Yeah.
I always knew something like this would happen. No, this isn't panic now, I'm just saying.
Oh.
I mean, think what we do every day. Every single day. How lucky can you be? Someday it's going to come back at you. Someday your luck's going to crash. Remember that trouble in the sewers, eh? Those worm things that were breeding down there? Nest after nest of them? So many? I remember standing there looking at it. Looking at what we had to deal with and thinking, oh, no. No way we can do this. It just seemed impossible. Even more impossible than normal. But we did it. We burned the nests. That horrible squealing and the queen came lunging at us. She was dying, but she didn't care. We're the same, I thought. Which was weird, I know, but you see, she didn't have a chance. She was on fire. The whole world was falling down. It didn't stop her. One last push, one last try to turn it around, save her the day, and to hell with the odds. Just like us. The same. She falls a foot away, mouth open and hissing, and I'm thinking, is she making that noise or is it the fire? Like a hot frying pan dumped in a sink full of water. But really what I'm thinking is that, one day that's going to be us. One last push, knowing it probably won't do any good. Knowing there's no point. But what else are you going to do? Just die? What's the point in that? May as well give it a go. Throw everything you've got into one last bit of effort. And sometimes that's enough. You beat the odds. You make it. And sometimes you end up face down in the sewer. One day. Gwen? Why are we stopping? Hey, I can't see a thing now. What's happening? Wait, where are you going? Gwen! Jesus, what's she playing at? Gwen, look, just say something. I can't see you. Don't just leave me. Gwen!
Check the phone again. There must be a signal by now.
What?
The phone. Well, check the phone, please.
Nothing. Just then, what was all that about?
What?
Outside.
I didn't see anything.
But the both of us, we got out of the car.
No, we didn't.
We did, I'm sure we did.
When?
Just now,
we
literally.
We haven't stopped the car.
Well, I'm sure we did.
No, I'd remember. You must have fallen asleep or something.
Fallen asleep?
Yeah. We haven't stopped. You're knackered, remember? Probably dropped off for a second.
I'm sure
must
I did.
Must have done. Oh, don't blame you.
I'm knackered myself.
Did I? I mean, maybe I did. I...
All right. Turn the radio on. Keep me awake.
What the hell is that? I can barely hear it. Some sort of play or something.
Chatter of nail scissors fills the bucket with infant tongues.
It's like we're picking up something.
Glad you found some music.
Butterfly nightmares fizz across the moon, bubble thoughts for dead boys and girls.
That sounds like you.
Well, I'm not moonlighting in the Archers, Reese, that I mentioned it.
Archers? Look, if that's the Archers someone's been drinking.
Out to trot, the killers dance the landmines, jerking their way to the death pits.
And that's me. That's my voice.
Of course it's not. We daft. But it is weird. Weird and horrible. Okay, try another station, please. Turn it off. This isn't right, Reese.
You're telling me.
Well, phones don't work. Radio's turned to hell FM and this road's getting us nowhere.
What's happening?
I haven't got a clue.
Look, that thing back there.
What about it?
At the camper.
What?
I'm trying to remember something about it.
It was... Why can't I remember this? Well, why?
I can't either. Look, I can't either. When I try and think about it, it's just... I can't even remember what it looked like.
No, I can't. Neither can I. I can't. What's that?
Something must be loose in the boot.
I'll pull over.
Why? It's probably just a can of de-icer or something.
Oh, it could be one of the neutron grenades, one pothole or speed bump, and they'd be picking bits of us out of trees for Fortnite.
What you just said...
It feels really familiar.
Yeah.
Like I'd said it before.
Yes.
Yes.
What the hell's going on here, Gwen?
Better fix that.
I thought we already did. What was it, Gwen? Gwen! Why is she just standing there like that? Gwen, you're right, Gwen! Oh, I think I nodded off for a minute there. Knackered.
Well, sleep if you like, I don't mind.
I haven't cheated you of my wonderful company.
Well, obviously I'll be crying.
Obviously.
But, you know, I'd survive.
Ah, I couldn't do it to you.
You're all heart.
I know.
Getting sick of this road, though.
There must be another turning soon. We can't be far from Llanelli.
Then another hour on the motorway. How are we doing for time?
7:30, cutting it fine.
I'll put my foot down once we're on the motorway. Then give Rhiannon a call, say when we're close. I bet she'll hang on for another 20 minutes if you beg.
Bring her an extra 20 quid, more like theatre studies.
She loves it. She thinks she's going to end up in Broadway.
What, the one in Splot?
Cynic.
Realist theatre's not a proper job, is it?
Not like killing aliens for a living, no.
Don't. With the letter from the bank this morning, we're overdrawn. Need to get some money coming in soon.
I'm on it. There's a few people I can call when I'm not busy running around shooting things.
Have you spoken to Roger?
Yeah, he's doing his best to get things moving, but it's not really his department.
You're going to think this is weird.
Oh, here we go.
A few minutes ago, did we stop?
Stop?
The car. I just had the weirdest feeling that we stopped and got out for something.
Well, you must have fallen asleep, love.
So we didn't?
No, we've been driving non-stop. Not that there's much to show for it.
Weird. I could have sworn that... Oh, never mind. Like you said, probably dropped off or something. How many times have you killed someone?
You what? Where did that come from?
Oh, I don't know. Just popped into my head.
What a bloody question.
Yeah, sorry, I'm... I don't know why I said it.
Well, to be honest with you, I try not to think about it.
Really?
Really, yeah. Why, do you?
All the time.
Oh, I go mad. I just, no, I can't do it.
Well, because it's too many.
Yeah, of course it's too many. When's too many? It's something we sometimes have to do.
I know.
This job is all about boxes. Inside my head, there's Loads of them, all different. There's a box for weird, the stuff you see that if you thought about it too much, would just send you...
Doolally.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's a box marked practical, which is where I keep all the money stuff, the paperwork, the boring stuff.
The phone calls to the council.
One day it's definitely going to be your turn. And then there's a box marked danger. That's a scary box. It's full of all the ways I could be dead tomorrow. Every moment gone wrong, every second I was too slow or did the wrong thing or did nothing at all. I don't like staring into that box too long because it just... Because inside that one there's another box marked dead friends and I don't like looking in that one too much either. And not looking makes me feel like I've been unfaithful, like I don't care enough, but I have to keep it closed. I have to because that box hurts. And yes, there's a box marked killed. And that box is very big and very full. And I don't want to look inside that one at all because when I do, I just get lost in it. And it can take days before I can snap back out of it, even weeks, so that one stays shut. Most of the time.
Sorry. I shouldn't have brought this up. I wasn't thinking. It just kind of came out.
You know, the biggest box of all. The only one I look in all the time.
No.
The one marked recent Anwen. I can't look at it all the time. Not when I'm in the middle of the usual. Because that's not the right time. But afterwards, when it's all done, one more day, that one is the best box of all.
So, me bringing all this up?
Oh, that goes into the box. Marked a bit of a twat sometimes, but you love him.
Fair enough. Jesus, what did you do that for?
You didn't see that.
See what?
Someone ran right across the road.
I didn't see anyone.
Hello?
I don't think anyone's out there, Gwen.
I'm telling you, Reese, I saw them. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Someone's definitely in the trees.
You're going out there?
Bloody right I am.
Hang on!
That way, it definitely came from up there. Come on!
Why am I holding your gun?
Jesus, Reese, careful with that.
I don't remember getting it.
Well, stop pointing it at me.
But why don't I remember?
Seriously, Reese, you don't point loaded guns at people unless you mean it.
Yes, I know that.
Stop doing it!
Of course. Sorry. Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just put it in the back seat.
Yeah, do that. God, Reese.
Sorry.
Oh, this isn't right.
This road?
Oh, any of it. Outside, never changing. Llanelli never bothering to show its face. You, just now, something's going on here.
Like what?
I don't know, but we have to figure it out because I'm beginning to think we're never going to get home unless we do.
I don't see what we can do. There's no turnings. It's just one long road.
Right.
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking we break the pattern. Turn around. I don't know if it'll make any difference, but what we're doing isn't working.
We could just be lost.
This is more than that.
Yes, maybe, or maybe we're just so used to weird, we're finding it everywhere.
This isn't normal. I know it. I feel it.
Yeah, quite instinct. Fair enough. I trust that.
I should hope so. Made me marry you, didn't it?
You married me because I'm sex on a stick. Irresistible. You're lucky I kicked all the others into touch. You had a chance. You're going a bit fast, aren't you?
Reese, we're running late enough, okay? So...
Look, I know. But I'd rather not end up face first in a tree, all right?
Look, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you always do.
Thanks.
Look, don't get me wrong. I must say I'll never argue about it.
Same.
This conversation will come back to haunt me, won't it?
Yep. How far do you think it is to where we turned off?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's because I'm tired or because of whatever this is, but my memory's feeling a bit fuzzy.
I know what you mean, mine too. But it wasn't that far, was it? A few miles? The road was signposted for Llanelli and we took it, right?
Yeah, I think so. No, there's something else. I didn't see it. Does that sound right?
No, you mention it. But it was more than that, wasn't it?
I couldn't see anything.
Yes! But how does that work? Is there something wrong with your eyes? I mean, how can we forget something like that?
My eyes are fine now, but they weren't. Everything was getting darker and I... What's going on, Gwen? Something's playing with us out here, isn't it? Look out! How is that possible?
It's not.
It's just growing there in the middle of the road.
I know.
A bloody tree!
I know.
I'm having a look.
Stay in the car.
Yeah.
We'll both stay in the car. There's no room to get past it, is there?
No chance.
So, we go back.
But we came this way. I'm sure we did. How could a tree have grown in the meantime?
I don't know. But something wants us to keep going the way we were going.
Which makes me wish we weren't.
Yeah, tell me about it. Not like we have much choice, though, is it?
I suppose not.
I can't drive through trees. Whatever's behind this wants something, so we keep going. We wait for it to show its hand.
Can we break its fingers?
That's my boy.
You know what we did today, right?
Hmm? What about it?
Can you remember any of it?
Of course. We went to that holiday camp.
Because the missing woman's phone, like, we traced it there. Is that right? It feels right.
Yes.
But what happened there?
Well, that thing, it took her, didn't it?
Well, and all the others, they were others, weren't
they? Yeah, two men.
And an older woman, right? Late 50s?
Dange, little children, Dange!
What?
I don't know, it just popped into my head. I think someone said it back there.
You mean that thing?
Maybe, yeah, I don't... Oh, this is ridiculous. Why is it so hard to remember?
I don't know, but it is, isn't it? I mean, which makes me think, then, that we need to remember?
Because it's important, yes.
Yeah, the thing that took them. What did it look like?
I have no idea. Oh, what is going on?
I can't remember either. Look, it's a blank. Everything about it's a blank. What was I doing? I can't even remember that.
No, me neither. It's I know it, but it's.
Look, when you try and bring the memory up, it just won't come, will it?
Yeah, exactly.
But it killed them, I know that much, because they're not here. We couldn't save
them.
No.
No, they were dead. When we arrived there, they were already dead.
Yeah, but I can remember them. By house, stand forward.
What? You're not making any sense.
I said they were moving around.
You didn't.
True fresh.
You're doing it again.
What?
Chiffin beefsteak.
Eh?
Oh, God, I'm doing it too.
Ford the beaming cowload.
Oh, panic for poor shiny. Oh, she flash cook.
Creates holiday.
Oh, by two shams.
Oh, finna burn me way.
Oh, yo, shire by farmer. Reese.
What just happened?
I don't know. We were talking and then...
Something went wrong.
Why can't we remember?
I don't even know what we were talking about, do you?
No. We're being played, Reese. I know that much.
By what?
I don't know. Now, right now, I don't care either. But we'll beat it.
We always get out alive?
Damn right.
Hey, careful with your speed. The road's getting narrower.
Reese. What have I told you about being a backseat driver?
Sorry, I can't help it.
It really is getting narrow.
Oh, I hope nothing comes the other way.
Well, we can ask him the directions.
Yeah, after we've swapped insurance details, you're nudging 70.
Oh, shut up, man! No, we're going home and I'm not taking no for an answer.
Oh, this is ridiculous. How can the road be this narrow? It's barely the width of the
car. We're stuck with it. There's not enough room to turn.
Yeah, but it keeps getting narrower.
It can't, right? That would be stupid. Road's not just narrow to a point. It'll get wider again in a minute.
Okay, fine, but just slow down a bit. Ah, whoa! Jesus, come on, seriously, Gwen, you need to slow down.
No, forward.
Gwen.
Forward. On and on and on and
Gwen,
on.
Gwen, listen to me, you're going to crash.
On and on, never stopping, never ending, on and on forever.
Look, not if you keep up like this, we'll soon stop and if we hit something.
On, can't stop.
Gwen, come on, this isn't you. On, someone is making you do this. Gwen, you can fight it, you have to, or you'll kill us both.
On. Dance, little chicken, dance.
You said that before, but something else did something else.
And on and on. on.
Look, in the camp, on. Gwen, oi, listen, oi, 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 in the camp, the people, they're all dead, but it made them dance, like puppets, yeah? It was playing them like puppets, making them do whatever it wanted, remember, Gwen? You have to remember, come on.
No, never remember.
But we killed never. It, didn't we? Oh. I'm sure we can.
Stop trying to remember.
We can't have killed it because it's here. It must be here right now with us.
Don't try and fight.
You can't fight me.
But if it's here, why can't we see it?
You gave us the gun.
A useful little gun.
Pow!
Bang!
It's on the back seat. It's on the back seat. It was always on the back seat. Oh, I'm trying to turn around, Gwen, but I can't. It's in the rear view mirror, though. Look, look, there. All the time, we just couldn't see it. It sat right behind us, Gwen. It's right there.
Maybe I'll shoot.
Maybe I won't.
Depends what's more fun.
Because I don't need a weapon.
I am a weapon.
Gwen, listen to me. You have to fight it. I know you can. Because you're Gwen Cooper. This is what you do. And I know I criticize you for it sometimes. And I know I complain. But I can't help it because I love you. And I get scared, okay? And I know you don't always listen to me because I'm just bloody Reese, aren't I? And I'm the one that kicks against all this. I'm the one that could just pack all this in tomorrow because I love my life. And I love my daughter and my wife, and nothing is bigger than that. Nothing. Oh, God, we're both gonna die out here. I need you to hear me, Gwen. I need you to fight.
Hear you.
Yes, that's it. Come on, that's it, Gwen. Listen to me. Listen to your stupid husband and fight.
Not stupid. Wonderful. Reese.
Yes. Yes, you need to take control. Come on.
Control.
You need to stop
no,
the car.
I can't do this.
Of course you can, you Gwen. Bloody Cooper, you can do anything.
I can't.
Stop the car.
They won't. Oh, God.
You can do this, Gwen. Remember what you said. We always get out alive.
I was wrong.
Never. Come on, fight it.
No!
Gwen?
Yeah, I'm okay. What happened?
Oh, I don't know. The road, it's not narrow, not anymore.
I must have lost control. I don't remember. We're okay. We're just a bit worse for wear.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we can keep going. Get to town, figure it out when we're there.
Something else. Something I realised.
You were shouting at me, is that right? Why were you shouting at me?
Because
of that bastard thing in the back seat?
Yes!
There's nothing there.
There was. There definitely was.
But now we can't see it.
It wouldn't let me turn round before, but I saw it in the...
In the rear view mirror, yes?
Yes! Yes! Look! And there's still nothing there.
Or is it just hiding it before?
Making us think it's not there.
But it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sat there. Controlling us.
Making us not see it and see things that aren't there.
Like puppets. I can feel it, Gwen. In my head, I can feel it. Oh, not again. Please, not again. Fight it, Gwen.
I am. This is me, fighting it.
So why are you driving so fast?
Because I may not be able to see it, but I know it's sat there, smiling, thinking it's so clever.
Your gun's back there, Gwen. It had your gun.
Oh, it doesn't need a gun. Do you? Huh? Well, speak up.
Don't need words. Just thought. All the fun anyone could need. I like you two. You two are fun.
Fun, my ass.
You're not going to shoot us, then? Hmm?
Why would I do that? You'll forget all of this in a minute.
Forget all of it.
You keep forgetting our game.
Because that's part of the fun.
Oh, well, I'm glad one of us is enjoying themselves.
Maybe I'll let you go home one day.
One day!
And then we can play with little Anwen.
Not a chance, mate!
Oh, God, Reese. I can't. It's in my head again. I can't see.
God.
Take the wheel!
You're going to have to slow down.
No chance! Can you see?
Yes, but at this speed...
We might crash.
God, seriously?
Seriously.
You're all the fun in the world. All I need.
You almost do this.
Trust me. There's something else you need, pal. A seatbelt. No, Reese!
Oh, Jesus.
Are you all right?
Better than that tree. And our bloody car, for that matter.
Don't.
It went straight through the bloody windshield. It had taken my head off.
Yeah, but it didn't. That's what you've always got to remember, love. It didn't.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. I can see again.
It's still alive.
Look at it. I remember now.
What is it?
Please. Yeah.
Find yourself.
Can you see it?
Yeah, bits of it.
Oh, I think it's actually dead this time. Slow learner, but I got there in the end.
Just like me, eh?
Shut up.
Phone's working?
Yeah, probably always was. I just saw what it wanted us to see.
Oh, bloody hell. Look, I've called your mum, Auntie Bev, and that bloody pizza place on Cowbridge Road.
Oh, over there on the left, look. Lights.
Llanelli.
Llanelli. Oh, I never thought I'd be so pleased to see Llanelli. Oh, bloody time. Come on, love. Come on, we'll have to walk it.
Lucky I can. Just about, mind it. Mm. God, I'm going to be in agony tomorrow.
Oh, God's sake.
Hang on. Yeah, give me your hand. You'll have to get out this side.
Yeah.
Ow.
Okay. No. Oh, just about, yes. You better call Rhiannon. Tell her we're going to be a bit late.
Yeah, I will in a minute. Sure you're okay?
I'm alive. So are you.
Yeah.
Told you so. Indian.
Dansack.
Garlic naan.
Bosh.
You have been listening to Torchwood, We Always Get Out Alive, by Guy Adams. Gwen Cooper was played by Eve Miles, and Rhys Williams by Kai Owen. The script editor was David Llewellyn, producer James Goss, director Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.
Andy, wake up.
Norton? Oh my God, what the hell are you doing in my bed?
It's not your bed. Hello.
What?
Sergeant Andy Davidson, welcome to the 1950s.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Torchwood, Goodbye Piccadilly.
Here's the deal. Gangsters are on the trail of an alien artifact, and I have to get there before them.
All right.
Also, I'm in a bit of hot water. I have to convince Torchwood I'm not a double agent. But the good news is they allowed me to pick a Torchwood assessor to help me out. And guess what? I chose you.
Oh, thank you, I think.
Honestly, it's going to be a blast.
Sanka Disney.
Is that the... No, not now. Don't let it out now.
Sanka. I'm terribly afraid it's too late.
Big Finish. We love stories.
Right then. You're nicked.
Good evening, officer. This isn't what it looks like. We were just attempting an emergency spatial dislocation.
Hello, I'm Scott Hancock, the director of Torchwood, We Always Get Out Alive, and I am joined this evening by the ever-lovely...
Eve Miles.
And the equally lovely...
Kai Owen.
Did you like a little beat of hesitation there?
I didn't want to bring it up, but I definitely spotted it.
I was wondering what he was going to say, actually, yeah.
Yeah, he did well.
Yeah. He was struggling.
Yeah. Always.
Struggled all day.
It's been a fun day.
It's been a great day.
He's looking tired, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's been a long week.
Still fit.
I know. Oh, he's fit.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So much of this is being cut.
Oh.
But yeah, how is it? Welcome back to Tortured, both of you.
Thank you.
It's like you've never been away. 18 months, Eve.
I know. I have. Oh, yeah, it is. It is, because I remember all the conversations, everything that happened the last time I was here.
Mm.
And... I can't believe how fast the time has gone. It's scary.
And how is it coming back and being paired with this one?
It's always, you know, because I've listened back to some, you know, all of these and the interviews, and I always come across as going, oh, you jump straight back into it and blah, 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 and it's easy. And it's really not, you know. It's the longer you stay away from it, the more, I don't know about anybody else, but the more nervous I get about it, really, because every time I come back and I get a script tortured on it and I see Gwen's lines, I think to myself, oh, she's still there, you know, can I voice her again, can I bring her energy back and her fun back and her sass back? And then you come in and I'm opposite Kai, and it just does come back quite naturally, but there's a lot of trepidation beforehand because they're kind of iconic characters and it's an iconic kind of relationship and you just don't want to mess it up. So,
you've done a beautiful job today, both of you.
Thank you, mate.
It's been a really demanding script
me
as well.
So more than Kai, though.
But yes, when you read the script, because it's a brilliant Guy Adams script, and he always does very demanding, challenging.
Yeah, no, we there was a point in the middle of the afternoon when Eve did say, "We love Guy Adams."
Yeah, I do love Guy Adams.
Yeah, so well done, Guy.
What were your reactions to the script when you read it for the first time?
It read incredibly fast.
Yes.
Because it's...
Pace.
It's a duologue. The entire thing is like line.
Absolute
pace.
You know, it was definitely Gwen and Reese all over. A classic Tortured episode kind of thing. But pace, that's what's jumped out.
Pace, humour, pathos, finishing each other's sentences, high energy, and... what I find interesting about this script in particular is that they very rarely listen to each other. The conversation is so fast and the scenes are so quick that it's a very natural relationship. It's very hard to write that.
The scenes are comfortable. They it does come across as, you know, these guys have been married, totally in love. They're a proper couple, you know, comfortable with silences, comfortable with monologues, speaking out loud, whatever, even if the person isn't hearing or listening kind of thing. Yeah, that's true, that.
I mean, in performance, we can always... I honestly like on set, because that's the closest thing I can relate it to. But on set, you know what your relationship is and you create that around the writing. But when it's already in the writing expects the pattern that we've delivered the scenes in today. It helps, but it's also quite scary because it's written in a way like comedy is written, because every punctuation is there for a reason.
Yes.
And the structure of the sentence is there for a reason. And that's great writing, because then it really works and it gives it a great energy all the way through. Yeah. And it's just us two in it. So
to sustain that, what's the running time? What would the running time be of something like this?
About an hour?
Well, yeah.
You know.
Mm. To sustain that kind of thing as well, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you talk about, you know, the breakdown of scenes, but actually the entire thing is just one long scene because you're in that
car. Yeah, no, it is. We've broken it down, but it is. It's continuous. It's all. It's happening in real time, isn't it? Kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's
that's it. It's now with the pair of you on an awful drive to Llanelli.
To where?
To where?
Don't make me do that.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
Where are we going?
Newport.
Unbelievable.
Oh, terrible.
I don't know. I'm from Birmingham. What do you expect?
Not the point. I'm from Muskegon. I can say slightly.
I know.
Move on.
And we've had a lot of fun today. Has it been quite difficult focusing on such a demanding script at points?
If you don't have the play and the fun around stuff like this, it's flat. You've got to have the play and you've got to have...
If we're smiling and we're enjoying it, the audience who are listening to it, the viewer's going to enjoy it and the listener's going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
We don't want it to be a private party ever. We want it to be a party that we're inviting people into.
They know what they want. You know, the Tortured fans are so loyal. They know what they want from us.
Yeah.
They would expect nothing less than it to be fun and laughter in these studios with myself and Eve.
I think, that we've been really tame today.
I don't think we've been too bad today. I think
we've been tame. We've had two little blips.
Outbursts, yeah. I think we both knew that, there's a lot to get through for us today, for the pair of us. And we've sat, you've had us sitting down,
which was wise.
And we've been actually face to face. But considering
we've...
And the amount of sugar we've had.
Yeah.
Because Scott came in this morning, everybody, with some beautiful pastries.
Yeah, I don't think they were pastries, now I'm looking back on it. I think there's something in there. I think there was something that's sedated us throughout the day.
See.
I think they've put something in there, in the custard,
yes,
that actually wasn't custard, but was some sort of sedative.
On which note, listeners, you'll notice a really awkward edit point, which I won't explain why. But we'll draw this interview to a close. Thank you, Eve and Kai, for a lovely, terribly family-friendly chat. It's been a pleasure.
And also, before you can't finish there, we have to give thanks to Scott Hancock, James, and James Goss.
We don't have to, but... Goodbye, everybody. I waved.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Camera three.
Camera three.
Wait, camera three.